It is the review show, the last of 2022 after Liverpool 2, Leicester City 1. Dan, Sean and Neil, to take you through it. an interesting game, Neil. You called it the worst 35 minutes of football last night on the post-match pint since Julio days, which I don't think is hard to argue with. But it's one in which Liverpool are dealt again before the game. With a last-minute enforced change, Fabinho is out. So, look, I mean, this one, the circumstances, it can't be helped. But these are definitely not helping Liverpool in terms of preparing for the game, preparing for a system and a way to beat an opponent. And then, it's a last-minute change. And as Klopp says, it's a change of formation. But that being said, I mean, what Liverpool expect from Leicester and how they set up is probably the same, regardless who Liverpool have got on the pitch. And again, it comes down to how, in particular, both sides, but in particular Liverpool, start the game.
Yeah, so the first and foremost, the thing that's really interesting is that he's, when he says it's a change of formation, that to me sort of grabs my attention in the way that we've said, or there's been conversations around the idea that Harvey Elliott plays in midfield for Liverpool. But I think now, and it's interesting, the last couple of games he's ended up sort of either coming on for or moving across into Oxlade-Chamberlain's position. I think currently, when Elliott is on the pitch especially, I think the manager sees it as a 4-2-2-2. I think I said three twos there, and that will be the adequate number of twos. And that is, to me, I think that's a shift a little bit. I think it's also an explicit acknowledgement that the Elliott on the right-hand side of a midfield three hasn't quite worked. Now, why this is difficult to talk about is, again, you're talking about really, really fine lines. For instance, Oxlade-Chamberlain, theoretically, you could still say it's a 4-3-3 and Oxlade-Chamberlain's off the left and of the attack and Elliott's off the right of the midfield. You could absolutely say that over the course of the game. But the manager sort of is maybe acknowledging that that's just not quite the way it is now. The question then becomes, was that the way it is in his mind? Looking back at everything we saw in the season before the World Cup, was he thinking that Elliott was right-hand side? Where was he and his staff thinking that Elliott was right-hand side of a midfield three? Or was he thinking, no, this is a shift to a 4-2-1-3 or to a 4-2-2-2 or to something else like that? And as we've said in the past, you can get carried away with formations because it's all about what you're doing in possession and out of possession. What I would say is that the in possession aspect of this, I think, mean that in possession, it's two at the back, obviously, as it tends to be, the two centre halves. Then it's a four, and then it's a two, and then it's a two. Maybe you can say 2-4-4, and that's absolutely fine.